Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here and welcome back to Stress Less Daily. You know that feeling when your to-do list is longer than a CVS receipt and your brain feels like it's running on fumes? We've all been there. Life throws a lot our way, deadlines, family obligations, social commitments, you name it. And somewhere in the middle of all that chaos, we forget about something super important. Ourselves. Today, we're diving into how to prioritize self-care for better mental health because seriously, folks, you can't pour from an empty cup. Think of self-care like charging your phone. It's not a luxury, it's a necessity. When you're constantly running on low battery, everything becomes harder. You get snappier, less productive, and even more stressed out. Self-care is about intentionally making time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. It's about saying yes to what makes you feel good and no to things that drain your energy. Now, I know what you're thinking. Laura, easier said than done. Trust me, I get it. But even small acts of self-care can make a huge difference. So let's break down five key takeaways that will help you prioritize yourself without feeling overwhelmed. First up, identify your stress triggers. Ever noticed how certain situations or people seem to push your buttons? Maybe it's traffic jams, demanding clients, or even overly positive Instagram posts. Once you know your triggers, you can start developing strategies to manage them. Could be taking a few deep breaths before entering that stressful situation, setting boundaries with those draining individuals, or simply in following those accounts that bring you down. Next, schedule time for yourself. This isn't about carving out an hour on the weekend, it's about integrating self-care into your daily routine. It could be a quick 10-minute meditation before work, a relaxing bath after dinner, or even just 5 minutes of reading your favorite book before bed. Treat these appointments with yourself as seriously as you would any other commitment. Third, move your body. Exercise isn't just about getting that summer bod, though who doesn't love that? Physical activity is a powerful stress reliever. It releases endorphins, which have mood-boosting effects, and helps clear your head. Find something you enjoy, whether it's dancing like nobody's watching, hitting the gym, or simply going for a walk in nature. Fourth, connect with loved ones. Strong social connections are vital for our well-being. Make time to spend quality time with people who make you feel good and support your growth. Share a meal, go for a hike, or just have a good old-fashioned phone call. Remember, laughter is truly the best medicine. Finally, practice gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but focusing on what we're grateful for can shift our perspective and boost our happiness. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the good things in your life, your health, your loved ones, even that perfect cup of coffee. Let me tell you about Sarah, a friend I know who's always juggling work, family, and social commitments. She was constantly running on empty, feeling stressed and overwhelmed. She decided to start prioritizing self-care by taking 15 minutes each morning for yoga and meditation. Then, she scheduled weekly dinner dates with friends and made it a point to unplug from technology for at least an hour every evening. Now Sarah radiates calm and energy. She's still busy, but she's also happy and balanced. So remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. By making small, intentional changes, you can cultivate a happier, healthier life. Think about those five key takeaways: identifying your triggers, scheduling self-care time, moving your body, connecting with loved ones, and practicing gratitude. Choose one or two that resonate with you most and start implementing them today. Remember, every small step counts. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little dose of self-love. Until next time, keep it real, keep it positive, and remember to stress less.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.